Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about ghosting. I know that many of you have probably heard about ghosting, and many of you may have actually been ghosted recently. You've gone through the pain and the trauma of trying to figure out what happened. Where do they go? What do they do? It's one day, poof, gone. And you're left there, well, holding the proverbial bag of questions, wonderment. And then a lot of times when someone's ghosted, they turn it inwards, right? They turn it inwards. They believe it must have been something I've done. Maybe it was something I said. Is there something that I could have done differently? What happened? And oftentimes many people continue to reach out to the person that ghosted them, reaching out over and over again. Tell me what happened. Let me know. Get back with me. I want to hear your voice. I hope you're okay. I hope nothing happened to you. Without anything, nothing, no response. Sometimes you never hear from that person again, ever. And other times, you do. Other times, all of a sudden, somewhere out of the blue, when you least expect it, that person is texting you or even calling you. Questions begin to arise, and a lot of times it's almost like a dopamine high, right? You're like, oh my God, that's them. Oh my gosh, so they're alive. They're awake. They're alive. I'll respond. But in today's show, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on dealing with those folks that ghost. How to understand it. The do's and don'ts. I've realized that you can put out the olive branch once, but after that, time out. Because a lot of times when we do that, what's happening? We're having some tendencies of codependency. We're having some tendencies of trying to figure it out, trying to take the burden on our own when the burden is not on us. I've realized, too, that, you know, sometimes ghosting can be because somebody did something wrong. Because the situations happened, feelings were hurt, and the other person was unable to express their emotions. And that could be too. But sometimes it's done because the other person doesn't have time to communicate, doesn't want to communicate, or in reality, they don't feel as though the friendship or relationship that they have with us even deserves a response. And if you've heard about ghosting, you know that that's the practice of ending a personal relationship with someone by suddenly and without explanation, withdrawing from all communication. And it's interesting because it's that abrupt cutoff, right? It's that abrupt cutoff contact with someone without giving the person any warning or any explanation for why they're doing it. And it's interesting. It's really interesting because the ghosting, to me, is challenging for most folks. You know, I think it's challenging to digest. And it's challenging because it's like the person has vanished into thin air. More often than not, this can happen in a romantic relationship, but it can happen in any friendship or family relationship for that matter. And it was interesting because the history of ghosting, if you look back, became mainstream several years ago, probably about 10 years ago, maybe even longer than that. Maybe 15 years ago, with the concept of online dating. And the concept and the terminology was actually used back as far as in the 1990s. And I think that's interesting. And, you know, when you think about ghosting, being in this digital age, being that there's a lot of folks that are using online dating to meet people, It's challenging because, one, we use so much technology, but two, it's challenging because I think most of us like to know why. Like to know why. Why did this happen? I thought we had a good time. I thought we had a great date. I thought we had an amazing time. Why would this person just not respond? And it can be very triggering to some of us who have abandonment fears or fears of rejection. And that fear of rejection or that fear of abandonment goes deep, deep, deep back into our core wounds, festering in our core beliefs. And then the perfect storm happens. And you meet somebody that you like, and you have several dates, and you go back and forth, and you have a great time, and you think you're having a great time, and you don't see any issue. And one day you go to message that person, no response. You message them again, zero. Message them again, crickets. And it can be really heartbreaking. So why do some people choose to ghost? Why do they do it? Some of you say, you know what, that is the coward's way out. It's interesting. I think that a lot of times it's the easiest route with someone that doesn't deal with their emotions. I think that they don't want to have that conversation. They don't want to have that heartfelt emotional conversation that they're going to have. They don't want to let down the other person. They don't know how. I think that there's an avoidance of confrontation. And I think that this is the easy way out. I also think that sometimes ghosting is done when people have other things going on. You're not that big of a deal. They're not that into you. Someone else comes along. They like them more. They dump you. But it's interesting because I really believe that it affects all people. The people that are doing the ghosting and the people that are being ghosted. The people that are doing the ghosting, either if it's all about them, or, you know, if it's all about them and they're self-centered, that's one thing. That's a whole different state of affairs. But if they are actually going to have issues with connecting with their emotions, if they're going to have issues with connecting with their emotions, then they go through it. And they're scared. They're scared of dealing with their emotions. They're scared of it. But they hurt other people in the process as well. And so how do we deal with the grief and the sadness that we deal with when we've been ghosted? Because the biggest question is that, and I know that some of my clients have asked me, how do I deal with this? The biggest issue is the fact that they don't have any closure. Closure is a big thing for humans. Closure. Big thing. And you know what's interesting about that big thing? Most of us never get it from anybody else. Nobody's going to give you closure but you. I know, I hate to be the bearer of interesting, curious news, but I am today. We have to deal with that closure on our own. Because what's happened here is that we've been devalued. And we can only be devalued if we actually feel like we don't have value. We can only be devalued if we actually feel that we don't have value. And so understanding that it's not just the ghosting by that person that has impacted us, it's our own internal thought processes and feelings of ourselves. And that's why it makes it so hard. You know, I feel like the communication breakdown is such a big deal right now in our society today. I think that it's so overwhelming. I think that so many people take this road because they can't deal with their emotions and they can't be honest. They can't just say, hey, I like you, but it's not good. A lot of ghosting being done. There's a lot of avoidance. And it's going to get worse until it gets better because people are not working on themselves. They're not doing the work that they need to do to connect with their emotions. They're not doing the work that they need to do to connect with their core wounds and understand their core beliefs. They're not doing the work. And I work with people every day, right? I see people 6 days a week. And we do a lot of good work together, but it's hard because you can still do all the work, but then you go out in the world and you got to find other people that have done the work too. I feel like a lot of it too is programming. The programming of what's been the easiest way of doing things, the programming of the situation and circumstance, the programming. The programming of what we've gone through, the programming of the easiest way out, the programming of not dealing with our emotions, not being able to express our emotions. And I find that, you know, when we're dealing with these situations and we have been ghosted and it is triggering, we've got to step back and analyze, why was it so triggering? Why did that affect me so much? And the first thing we have to look at is the value proposition. How do we value ourselves? Because we probably aren't valuing ourselves that well. Do you see what I'm saying? Because if we did, and I'm talking about deep down, I'm not talking about the superfluous on the surface, I'm the greatest, I feel that way, that's all BS. I'm talking about deep, deep down how we really feel about ourselves. We have to really get in there and excavate those thoughts and realize that this is directly reflecting that and it's causing me to feel stressed out and it's causing me to connect with that and I'm worried. I think also we have to look at the concept of abandonment and the idea of rejection. And, you know, we talk about that. We talk about how immature it is to be ghosted. It's emotionally immature, yes. Some of that would rather not face the issues, would rather escape. And it's interesting because a lot of times folks don't realize, you know, you don't really see the signs in time. You don't see the pulling away. You don't see the emotional disconnect. And those are all signs and guideposts, but all of a sudden, bam, and then you feel like you had no ability to retaliate. You know, there's also a concept of soft ghosting, and we'll talk about this too. We'll also talk about how to safeguard ourselves. But soft ghosting is interesting because that's kind of like, it's not that dramatic full ghost on, right, where it's like, oh, done, no communication, I'm out, and you go, oh my God, they must be dead. No, probably not. But soft ghosting is interesting because it kind of fades out and then a sudden end. It's like they're around, they're communicating some, the conversation gradually drops down, and suddenly that person that used to be around all the time is gone. And many of you might be dealing with that in some of your friendships and relationships, and I know that in the past year, all the stuff that we've gone through, some of us have completely lost connection with some of our best friends. And we need to bring that back and see if we can. Some of you may have been ghosted, some of you may have been soft ghosted. So when we return, we'll be talking more about that. We'll be talking about how we can safeguard ourselves, because what happens when the person that ghosted you decides to come back around? And by the way, that happens often. Happens a lot. Because they might show back up. What happens when they start texting you again? How do you respond? How do you deal with it? Good questions, right? Well, we're going to talk about that in today's show, so that you have what you need to safeguard yourself. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess, talking about ghosting, what ghosting is, why it's done, and how to safeguard yourself. Right before the break, we were talking about soft ghosting, where somebody kind of, they're in communication with you constantly, and then slowly but surely the conversation dwindles, and the texting becomes lesser and less and less and less, and eventually gone. The regular ghosting is the opposite, right? It's immediate, it's just, it happens, and it's a cutoff. It's a dead end. And ghosting can be very challenging. This question our reality, makes us question our value. If I was valuable, they would never have cut me off. If I was this, you know, this would never have happened. Oh, there must be something wrong with me. What did I do? What did I say? What did I do wrong? Right? Could I have done something different? Could I have said something different? And I've realized that there's certain ways that we can safeguard ourselves before it happens. Many of you might say, well, it's already happened. Well, let's talk about that, and then we'll get into what happens if it's already happened. You know, one of the things that I've realized is that a lot of times before somebody's ghosted, they didn't look at the signals that were being given by the other person. Not that it's always there. Sometimes people are quite diabolical. And somebody that's quite diabolical, you definitely want to stay away from. And in the end, the ghosting was a safeguarding for yourself. However, it doesn't feel like that. But you can protect yourself by keeping an eye on their actions. Remember, people actually talk a lot. They talk a lot about what they're doing, right? But more often than not, their actions speak loud, right? And more often than not, what they say is not what they do. Oftentimes, you might be dealing with someone that's a future faker, right? They're future faking all the time. What's future faking is, you know, like BSing about the future, what the future holds. Oh, we're going to be doing this together, we're going to do that together, but none of it's really happening, none of it's coming to pass. Being aware of that. Being aware of how often that person is future faked. What about the mixed signals? I think it's interesting that a lot of times this stuff can happen and we're not really prepared for it. We're not prepared or ready. And we didn't even see it coming. But I think when you look back at it and you see some of the red flags, you begin to see, okay, yeah, there were some red flags. Not always, but more often than not. You know, and I feel that a lot of times we get pulled into the romance of something. We get pulled in to certain things that it's kind of a whirlwind, whether it's the love bombing. Maybe it's just the desire to be in a relationship. And the desire to be in a relationship is so grandiose and so large that we actually forget to look at the signs. Because the signs can be profound. And it's interesting because we realize when we look at the reasoning of it is that somebody ghosted you because they cannot be honest with you, they cannot come clean with you, they cannot share their emotions or feelings with you, and therefore they would rather just cut it off. Or they've met someone else and it's over with anyway, and they don't care to even communicate. One way or another, there was not honesty. One way or another, they could not communicate how they felt. And it's challenging and it's hard. But I want you to think about that. And a lot of times your minds will go to, oh my gosh, there must be something wrong, or maybe they're ill, or maybe they're in the hospital. For the most part, that's probably not true 99.9% of the time. It might be 1%, but we got to look at reality. So stay tuned. When I return, we'll be talking more about ghosting. We're going to talk about how we can safeguard ourselves. We're going to also focus on what we can do once it's happened and the person tries to come back, how we deal with it, how we understand it, and how we respond. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back this time, Two Shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The new eviction moratorium should not be blocked, Department of Justice lawyers told a court in a filing on Friday. After two federal courts deemed the nationwide eviction pause unlawful, and the Supreme Court indicated that only Congress could extend the ban or put into place a new one, the pause expired and no moratorium was in place. The Biden administration said they were constrained by the court rulings, but abruptly changed course on Tuesday.
We're not going to lock down our economy or our schools because our country is in a much stronger place than when we took office, thanks to the president's leadership in vaccinating the American people and getting an economic relief to those who need it.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The U.S. government has been preparing for the possibility of the virus evolving and becoming more difficult to deal with. In a briefing last month, she said Biden would support states if they went into lockdown again. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about ghosting, how to deal with ghosting, how to understand being ghosted, how to deal with the closure, how to deal if they try to come back. And I want to segue for just a moment, because you know what? Sometimes it's not always one-sided, right? Sometimes we might have been ghosted, and sometimes we might have ghosted somebody else. Some of you listening right now said, you know, hey, I ghosted someone because I didn't have the right words to say. I didn't know what to say. Maybe I was overwhelmed. Maybe I was stressed out. Maybe I just didn't know what to do. Didn't know. Didn't have the right answers. Didn't have the bandwidth. Didn't want to deal with the drama. Too stressed out. And if that's the case, you know, that happens. But, you know, one of the things that I realized is that all these situations, you know, it's always good to reach back out and have some sort of explanation, some sort of communication, some sort of conversation. And I realize that in that situation, when you're ready to, and you feel like it's the right time, I mean, being the fact that it was someone that genuinely deserves an acknowledgement. know, reaching out to somebody and explaining why you were MIA is important, why you went out. You know, why it happened. I think that also, too, it's just not about creating more any excuses. Just, you know, apologizing for the situation. Asking if they want to connect. Asking if they want to talk. Making amends. Because, you know, the thing is that I know that sometimes it can be overwhelming if you're going through a lot of stress and anxiety and things are happening and then you have something else going on that you can't process. But remembering that the person that was ghosted, especially if it was someone that wasn't trying to hurt you or wasn't trying to be abusive, you know, they probably went through a lot of pain and suffering not knowing. You know, I find that the ghosting process really hits us at our core, right? It really hits us at the core of our being. Because it makes us question our reality. It really does. And I think that a lot of times that questioning of our reality is what strikes the chord of the trigger. It, you know, it's the ghosting coupled with that thought of rejection. And when we talk about core wounds, I know that y'all have heard me talk about this before on a show, about the core wounds and the core beliefs and how that all happens. And quite honestly, you know, it's a big deal because it goes back to how we feel internally within ourselves and stuff that we, you know, quite honestly have to work to change. And the one thing about ghosting is that it does really recognize or reveal the things that we have to work on. I recently published a video on YouTube yesterday. And it's about what triggers reveal. So when we're being triggered, what does a trigger reveal to us? What's revealed in that trigger? What does it reveal to us? You know, because when we're triggered by something, usually that could be an argument or a fight, somebody questioning us. Usually we get angry, we get resentful, we might yell, we might storm off, we, you know, whatever it is, but we don't realize that there's something within that that's triggering us at a deep level, because if we didn't feel some sort of reality, it wouldn't trigger us. If somebody says something completely out of the blue that has no truth whatsoever, you don't sit there and question it. You just go, what the heck are they thinking? They're a bunch of weirdos. Or you go, well, okay, they obviously don't know me very well. That's great. Hey, move on. But when something does hit us hard and triggers us, we got to sit back and look and say, hey, why is this triggering me? What's that within me that's connecting with that? And what do I need to change? I find that ghosting is a big deal because ghosting hits people at the core. It really does. It hits people at the core. The core of their reality. And it's interesting because it's like, why does it hit us? It's because of that fear of abandonment, that fear of rejection. And it's hard to move on, right? So once it's happened to you, what do you do to move on? How do you reconnect? How do you deal with the situation? How do you let it go? How do you refocus? How do you refocus? Good question, right? How do you refocus? How do you offset that? How do you move forward in your life without allowing this to ruin your life, without allowing this to get all over you, to make you feel bad, to make you feel questionable about yourself? Well, first off, we have to connect with the fact, why does this connect with me? Why does it hurt my feelings? Secondly, do I have a fear of abandonment or rejection? Okay, how do I deal with that? Okay, where did that begin? How did that start? Go back to some of these childhood stuff. Start analyzing some of these things because it's a big deal. Go back to the beginning rejection. Go back to the upbringing by the family dynamic. And I'm not trying to say that everything is a problematic situation with our parents. However, a lot of it is. It's about the upbringing. It's how we're a child. Some of it might not have been that horrible, but it's like, you know, as a child, we think that things is black and white. It's very extreme. There's no middle ground. There's no gray area. Right? And so we have to begin by, when we do that, we go through that process and connect with that. I've also realized that once you've been ghosted, in order to accept the fact that you have, you know, sending out one text of, you know, hey, when they don't respond, hey, I assume that you've received my text or my call, and I wish that we could have some communication and be able to talk this out as adults. I wish you the best of luck, whatever. And at that point, you got to let it go. You know, at that point, there is no more closure that you can get out from this person. The closure has to be gotten from you. But the interesting part about all this is that eventually, when you are working to get closure, what normally happens that after you've finally gotten that closure by you working on yourself and working on how you feel and connecting with that and working on your self-esteem and self-worth and doing that self-practice work where you're working out, you're taking care of yourself, all of a sudden, guess what happens right when you get to that point? That person reaches out. So when the ghoster reaches out, what do? Well, interesting question, right? What do? Interesting question. How do you deal with it? What do? How do you understand it? What's next? Where do we go from there? And it's interesting because I've started to realize over a long period of time now that when someone reaches out, okay, maybe they might be wanting to make amends. And that's one thing. But most of the time, it's not about that at all. Most of the time, it's almost as if it never happened, and they're wanting to get back into your life. And if that's the case, I think that you have to feel it out. And if that's the case, you got to let it go. And it's interesting because a lot of the texts that they'll send once they've ghosted is, it'll be a random text. It'll be a comment about how you don't respond. It'll be about something that they're doing to invite you somewhere. It'll be a joke about why they haven't been around. But if it's anything but an apology, or a, hey, can we talk? I got a lot of stuff I wanted to talk with you. You really got to ask yourself, is this something that you even want to engage with? And see, it's hard for a lot of people because when that person comes back around, you feel as though this is the closure you need, or this is the engagement, or it connects with that abandonment where you go, oh, I haven't been abandoned, or I haven't been rejected. So it goes back in there and you accept it with flying colors, knowing that this person has the ability to ghost you at any time because they've done it before and they're going to do it again. And so how do you respond? And I think that anything outside of, hey, I need to talk with you, you know, I've been going through a tough time, can we talk? Or, hey, I really apologize for the way I handled XYZ. Anything besides that, a coy joke or anything like that, is not at all something that I would respond to. And if you do respond, I think you need to be honest. Honesty is the best policy. But when you tell someone, hey, I didn't appreciate the way that you treated me, I will not accept that behavior. That is not a bad thing in any way. That's a boundary. And you get the chance to actually establish a boundary if you get that chance again with that person. You can continue to do it in your life with other people, but if they come back around, you're able to establish that boundary. It can feel really good, too. And, you know, one of the things, too, is that, you know, when we are able to call a spade, it can be helpful in increasing our self-esteem and self-worth. So not falling for the humor, not falling for the cute jokes, not falling for the invitation to something, realizing that they've had 5, 7, 10 weeks to call you, and this is the first that you've heard from them. And understand the fact that you're just now getting over the pain of the situation. You get to a point where, and I think it's interesting, I know some folks out there, and I love them, more than they love themselves. I unconditionally love them. Because I would have otherwise blocked them and thrown their number away a long time ago. But it's interesting. Even friends will do that stuff to you. They'll resurface, and then they'll send you a long text message asking you how you're doing and what's going on, and then all of a sudden, they vanish. They don't respond back. What's that about? So what is it about when you respond back? Okay, so this is a good question, right? What is it that when you do respond back to the person that's ghosting, and they don't respond back to you, this long message, what does that mean? Well, you know what that means is that they were needing supply. Okay, they were needing supply. Sometimes that can be a narcissistic supply where they were needing to know that you were there. They're going through a tough time. They're going through a downtime. They're trying to build up their self-worth in a fake way. And so they reach out to you to make sure that you're still on the hook. And so when you respond back immediately, you're still on the hook. And guess what? Usually they go to somebody else. They're going down the pecking order of people. And so I advise, if you haven't heard from this person and it's not an apology and it's not a heartfelt conversation and it's not a, hey, can you give me a call, or hey, can I talk to you? I really need to tell you what's going on. Other than that, it's like, well, you know, it's almost like what happened. They swept it under the rug. And the idea that you would actually have feelings and emotions about the fact that they haven't been in communication, they don't care about that. That doesn't even get on their Richter scale. They don't care. And so you have to be aware and analyze the fact and know that because they don't care, you have to be very delicate with your heart and very delicate with yourself. Because if you put yourself out there, you could get hurt again. But I want you to realize what supply is. That supply is derived from lots of folks in these people's lives, right? And so you're part of that supply. It's like the food chain, right? You're not the only food out there. And so one of the things that you kind of get into is when you hear from somebody over and over again. It's funny because when somebody's ghosted you or has been MIA for a long time and then they reach back out, if you immediately respond back, usually what happens is, guess what? They don't respond. They go dark again. But if you don't, it's interesting to see how often they'll message you. And it becomes kind of funny. After a while, it becomes kind of funny. It's not cringeworthy. It's actually funny. Because you begin to see the programming that these people are running on. Because that's really what's happening, right? Is that they have something, they couldn't communicate, they ghosted, they ghost other people. You're not the first person that they've ghosted. People are not like monogamous ghosters. They're just not. You're not a monogamous ghoster. And I just came up with that. I thought that was pretty good. Now, you're ghosting everybody. Equal opportunity, really. You see what I'm saying? It's an equal opportunity ghoster. And so think about it from that perspective. It's not just you. Yeah, it's probably not the group of people you want to be in as far as, well, I got ghosted by this person, but at the same time, this person does this. This is part of their MO. It's part of their mode of operandi. So when I return, I'll be talking more about realizing the reality, about how to, you know, a couple of tips on just safeguarding, but better yet, realizing that, you know, when we get ghosted, we have to realize that the only time that hurts us and impacts us is if we actually have any of those internal feelings within us that we're not good enough or that, or we're fearful of that. And there's an icing on the cake. There's some, you know, that I want to talk about. There's the big thing is that, and we'll talk about it when we return, because it needs to be talked about, because I think you can help shine some light, not only make you feel better, but realize the big picture. So stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Talking today about ghosting, about being ghosted and what to do once you've been ghosted, how to deal with it, how to understand it, how to get the concept of being triggered, and the list goes on. You know, it's interesting because once the person ghosts you, a lot more times than not, they come back somehow into your life. And I call that supply. They're coming back to get some sort of supply because usually they're not in for very long, if at all. And I've realized, too, that we can take the bait on that and we don't need to. And so right before the break, remember, I was talking about the concept of being able to, if they're not making an apology or they don't want to speak to you about apologizing or connecting about their feelings, it's time to just kind of let it go. It's interesting because a lot of folks out there, unfortunately, cannot process their emotions. And on top of that, the processing of the emotions, or also maybe not thinking about your feelings. It's both-sided, right? Some people have ghosted because they can't process emotions. Some people have ghosted because they don't really care. Or it's overwhelming. But we've got to realize how to create those boundaries and what needs to be done at that point. And I realize that if you give back more supply, they will keep coming back for supply. Even though they're not going to be following up with anything or helping you out or being there for you, they might come to you for supply on multiple occasions because they're needing that boost. And so I realize one of the things that we can work on, and everybody can work on, is communication better. You know, I mean, if you are ghosted and somebody does ghost, the best probably response is, you know, hey, I'm assuming that you're overwhelmed with your emotions and you're unable to process those emotions, and I wish you the best of luck. And if you do want to talk to me at some point and you're able to communicate, great. Take care. And that can be a very hard text because, you know, we're connected with our emotions. We're upset. We're hurt. But also doing that inner work and that inner child work of being able to understand, why did I feel that abandonment? Why did that rejection feel so tough? You know, why did that rejection feel so real? You know, the rejection. But I want to share with you one thing before I leave today. I'll be back next week. Is that, you know, sometimes being ghosted, the one thing we don't realize is that being ghosted usually is the best possible thing that could happen to us, period. Somebody leaving us alone. And I know that that's sad to some people. They go, I don't know, I don't think I can buy into that. But it is. Being told no can be some of the best things that we've ever had. Seriously. Sometimes not getting that job is a savior. And so if you look at it from that perspective, if somebody was that easily to ghost you, to walk away, to not say anything, to leave you holding the proverbial bag, that means that their feelings for you, well, it's not deep enough to try to connect with their own feelings. And when you think about it from that perspective, it puts a lot of light into the situation where, you know what, you're not wasting your time with this person. And I know it can be a tough time to get there, but once you get there, you realize and you'll begin to realize your value. And if somebody does ghost you, maybe you didn't see all the signs. Maybe you didn't catch all the red flags. But you know what, you will next time. But even if you don't, your value does not rest on the fact that they do or don't ghost you. Your value is on its own with just your being, B-E-I-N-G, doing your thing, being you is your value. And if somebody doesn't see that value or doesn't accept that value or can't get over their own hang-ups to say how they feel, to value the relationship, well, it's not the right time and it's not the right person. I hope this show has helped you. Please share it with your family and friends. Also, check out on YouTube. Go to YouTube and put in Ashley Burgess. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Watch the latest videos, the latest psychology, self-help, how-to videos on how to deal with relationship issues, marital issues, you know, all kinds of stuff. How to deal with it, everything from ghosting to the silent treatment to all those types of things, dealing with that and being able to do the right thing for yourself with the best possible outcome. Also, check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com, and you can also go on the homepage and you can follow us on all Facebook and social media. Definitely appreciate that follow. And sometimes this is the absolute best thing that can happen. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Live your true life perspectives. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I think I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our Dancestors genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Dancestors clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.